Una, what's happening? Mr. Bernacle and this Kyle Smith speaking from the future about the past and the present. I finally make it back home. New Orleans. I catch up with my comedy brother Kamari. And we get into the history. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Bernacle Menace on Instagram or BernacleMenace.com. That's MANIACALMENACE. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
All right, welcome back, goddammit, to another episode of Tell Me a Joke. I'm back in New Orleans, goddammit. I got the homie with me, Kamari what up? Stevens.
This is Kamari Stevens.
There you go. This is Tell Me a Joke. Guideline chasing a dream. So, basically, just come on here and shoot the shit.
Gotcha.
Shoot the shit, talk about what it's taking for you to get to where you want to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, have you always known that you wanted to be a comedian?
Oh, shit, let me turn off the... I'll answer it like this. When I was young, I saw a comedian as something to, like, aspire to be, for certain. Mm-hmm. I spent a good deal of time thinking about and fantasizing and definitely dreaming of being a comedian one day. But I also, you know, dreamt of being, like, a DJ. I think at one point I wanted... Yeah, yeah.
You wanted to scratch the needle?
Well, like a DJ and then maybe do like be a producer, or like, you know, make beats and shit.
Yeah. Have you ever made a beat?
I tried to on Fruity Loops, but I did not have the patience.
You didn't, yeah.
I never had the
patience.
You do
need the patience for that
shit. Super patience, and I just did, I have a better kind of mentality about trying stuff and being all right with being good. But when I was young, man, like, if it didn't come to me, like, immediately, I was like, fuck this.
Bluntly, that's how I am with this bass.
What? All right, how so?
Practicing the bass, I'm teaching myself.
Right, right.
Basically going on YouTube, trying to be a scholar.
Right. Which is a lot of, you can learn a lot of shit on there.
Yeah. You know, before I used to just go on the internet and pull up, I used to read. Mm-hmm. I read how to break dance. Because back then we didn't really have tutorial videos and nothing like that. So I had to pull it up, I had to read it. Mm-hmm. And I've applied that now to today's, my living situation today now. Because, you know, since I do want to do something, I'm going to eventually get good at it. Mm-hmm. I just got to keep up at it.
See, like, to me now, it's like, it's certain things I feel like, it'll even if you're inclined to do them, it might be difficult to kind of, you know, like, that initially kind of get acclimated to it. But, you know, I think, like, it's nice to find those things where, and I feel like comedy was like this for me, is where it's like, you know, it was a thing I did, you know, the first time, before you do it, you got no idea that you can do it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just personally, like, you can do it, you can sign up, and you can, but, like, until you up there and you actually, especially if you dreamt of doing it, it's like, wow, like, I'm up here, like,
yeah,
you know,
it is scary.
It was terrifying. Like, bro, I don't know about you, but my first time, and I'm saying this as a person, like, I had done stuff. Like, I had done spelling bees. I did, we had, like, a little news talk show when I was in middle school. I did that. So I did stuff where I had to get up in front of people.
So you've heard your voice through a speaker before. Because that fucks people up.
Man, like, when I was a kid, see, and this is, you know, I don't think a lot of people know this. Some, I mean, people that grew up with me kind of know, but like, I did a lot of like lightweight public speaking as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, and then I took a public speaking.
You was one of those soapbox kids?
Yeah, I took a public speaking class like when I was in community college too. So that's
I also had to do that.
And
as well,
and it's college. Funny because even when I took that class, I took it on some like it was something to improve that, but it was also like I always knew I could get up in front of the class, because the thing is it was at the beginning of like, you know, I was I still am supremely like, you know, nerdy or whatnot, and so, you know, when I was a kid, like, that was the way I stood out, you know, what you looking at, something on my hat, you know, so being the smartest kid or whatever, trying to be the smartest kid, so, like, trying to answer everything, trying to read in class, like, I was that nigga that, like, if you couldn't read,
you wouldn't verbally explain why,
I definitely made a lot of, like,
That's why
I know I'm a terrible
I knew that there was at least,
you know,
one or two people
kids
in there.
I ruined life because of that,
dude. You scar motherfuckers.
I know.
For that.
Because the thing is, like, when I was a kid, I would get teased for like my glasses or my teeth, and that shit would hurt. And so
you
I
had
would be like,
you had leverage.
It was just like, well, you're dumb. And now, like, when I look back on that shit, I'm like, man, like, you know, I'm still wearing glasses. I got comfortable wearing glasses. Like, I got comfortable with my teeth being big. They got straightened out, so they're not so bucked.
Yeah.
You never get comfortable being dumb.
You don't get comfortable
and
not
so,
being able
like, that's,
to
that's
read.
That's some shit, like, you know, it lasts a little bit longer. Like, it don't mean nothing immediately then. Yeah. But in like when you 30, that nigga that called you dumb, that shit.
See how far you get in life without knowing words, sir. Continue that. Continue.
I know it's some like real street dudes. I gotta kind of apologize to probably. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
On the street. I'm sorry, man. Like, you know, you could be anything too. I didn't mean to be so fucking an asshole about it. I was a little kid.
I was always, you know what? I finally put this in a poll, but I actually, since you talk about it, I actually had to get hooked on phonics. Remember hooked on phonics?
Bruh, I wanted hooked on phonics.
Nigga, I didn't want hooked on phonics.
You didn't want to, I wanted hooked on phonics. That's how nerdy I was.
I could read. Uh-huh. It wasn't the thing that I couldn't read. Yeah. It was just my reading and comprehension is terrible. Uh-huh. So, like, they was like, we don't know what to do because you're doing poorly in reading. I'm like, well, I'm reading it. It doesn't make sense to me.
I
don't
know why.
My brain, because knowing what I know now and being older, having ADHD or whatnot, whatever it is, I can't focus. Oh, you gonna tell me this story? I'm supposed to go ahead and read myself this story? If you read me the story, then yeah, I can retain it. But if I'm gonna read it, bitch, I'm thinking about birds. Nigga, I'm thinking about snakes. And I'm thinking about, oh, what happened and what I'm gonna do for lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking about the little milk packet that I'm gonna get and how I'm gonna stab the fuck out of it when I get it. I can't wait. Like, I can't sit there and read something to myself. That's why I don't read. That's another reason why I don't read. My reading account, I'm going to have to read something at least 15 times just to be like, oh, this is what's going on.
Yeah. See, like, for me, honestly, like you say, it was comedy. Like, I think when I used to be on Twitter, the one thing I liked that I put on there was
about...
I
used to be on Twitter.
Used to be. Like, I wish motherfuckers got paid to read and laugh, because them is the things that I'm the best at. For me, like, I feel like my best is, like, I can read some shit, and I can laugh at some shit.
Yeah.
And I got a good laugh, and I'm a good reader, you know what I mean? Like, and I dug reading, man. I mean, it's one of those things where it's, like, it ain't no, like, it was a lot of books around, but I didn't really feel like I was being encouraged to read.
The Page Master was your movie then, huh?
Yeah, I fuck with The Page Master. I feel like we talked about The Page Master.
We haven't talked in depth about
Page Master. I
posted
something
about it.
Nah, bro, I fuck with The Page Master. So that, like, that's how I envisioned me reading.
Never Ending Story was me, but I never envisioned me reading.
And you know what's funny about Never Ending Story? I always, that was always, and maybe I was just too young at the time Cause my aunt had my aunt like never in this story a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And I think the big white
the big rock man.
No, not the rock man.
Oh, you talking about like it had Falcor?
Yeah, I feel like that dragon? Shit kind of scared me when I was a kid. I think that's what
fucked me up because his back like, was a little. It was like little
I never. They looked too real. I was like, it was really good. This was creeping me out.
It was my shit.
And then it was like.
I was just like, I'm gonna be a Treyu. I'm fast as a Treyu. I'm gonna burn everybody when I get to school. Nigga, knife blades. I need to bring back knife blades. And you put your hands in knife blades, make you run real fast. Don't ball your fist up. Put your hands like that.
Nigga. Okay. I thought you meant like actual. I've been watching too much Naruto. I thought you meant like.
No, actual fucking T-1000. Uh-huh. You know, Metal Man. Blades. Fast as fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna burn everybody.
Dip on them. Do you think you're faster without your shoes on?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
What?
I mean, you
just
I know, man.
That's nigga rule.
It's like you remember when the first Dragon Ball Z when he threw his clothes off.
Yeah.
And was waiting,
shit.
That's how I feel about people
take these shoes.
Like,
shit. All right, but
what about the dude? They take their shoes off and then they still lose the race. Because you take your shoes off, you gotta win.
That's when your ego even boosted. You're like, nigga, I'm gonna keep my shoes on and still burn your ass. It's like, whatever. Yeah, that was. That was weird, but I realized that if you didn't have really good socks on, if your socks are too long, your socks will slip off.
Yeah,
trying to run in the street.
I think I was definitely like I'm running with my shoes.
I have to run my shoes on because if I get holes in my socks, my dad is gonna yell at me. So to avoid that, I'm not gonna be one of you nigga kids.
My older stepbrother Brandon, he was a cat that. I remember, you know, you have it where it's like 4th of July or something, and then when the grown men still want to show, like, we the big dogs, and y'all the little pups.
Yeah.
And I think it's like my brother, he was racing against my dad.
Roles have reversed.
And my dad, I think, got him, and then he took off my brother was like, let me take off the shoes.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And then, he might have won that one. It went back and forth. I remember that it was because it was real late at night and it was like a 4th of July and you know everybody's shooting off fireworks and we was like right by the end of the block so like you know you wasn't supposed to be shooting off fireworks but we was in a spot where it wasn't nobody gonna fuck with us. We was near a park, the woods and shit, and so it would go down and
that's a fun memories. Time memories, yeah. Good memories. Memories are always nice. What do you remember as a child before? Like, as being a kid reading and everything, did you consider yourself funny?
I know I wanted to be funny. I don't think I ever, because I didn't have a lot of friends. Oh man, yeah. Like I mean, I didn't. I had a hard time relating to people.
So you was alone a lot.
I mean, I was alone a lot, or I was around a lot of adults. And the thing about it is when you're around a lot of adults and you kind of soak up how adults talk, and I mean, I think this is, but,
kids are different
and you're not socialized around a lot of kids, like, you just talk differently, you know what I mean? And it's kind of, so it took a long time for me to learn how to, to relate to people, like, the people that was around me. Like, nigga, like, majority, and I would always see, the thing was, though, I would always have, like, two real close friends.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have a lot of friends, but I had, like, two real, and, you know, it's funny, because a nigga, like, eight, but he's like, oh, man, this is my boy, you know what I mean? Like, this, bro, we done went through third grade together. My one cat, Justin Florence, we was in first grade, the same class, and then we was in first to fourth grade, we was in the same classes. And it was, like, crazy. Like, it was one of those things, like, bro, why we keep being in the same class? And we was, like, super-duper close friends. And it was on that level. And then we ended up, we went to a charter school for a couple years, but he went to the same charter school, so we went in the same class, but we was around each other still. And then, like, seventh grade, we was able to kind of all reconnect, you know, where niggas got different lunches and shit. Yeah. You can kind of, you know, you still kind of regimented, but it's like, all right, we both take Spanish together or some shit.
Yeah.
And so that's when I had, like, that was like the, seventh grade was like the year I remember having like what I would consider a lot of friends. I had like six.
Do you think
six or seven?
Do
real
you
good
think
friends.
that child up that upbringing that you had kind of molded you as a comedian today?
Oh, for certain. I mean, honestly, like even now, like kind of being deeper in it, because you know, I'm trying to. I'm consciously trying to, like, tap in. Because, like, my family is a storytelling family. You know what I mean? Like, or they try to be funny. Like, a lot of people in my family, they try to be funny. And they are. I think they are funny.
That's where I get my...
No, yeah. Y'all done been around your family. Just, y'all got your own sense of humor. And so, like, my family sense of... Like, that's the thing. Like, my family sense of humor is way different than what the regular sense of humor is.
Yeah.
But it's still, like... It's the shit motivates, you know what I'm saying? And so, like my aunties, my uncles, and I mean even some of it was just like, you know, I my family like talking, you know, we some talking motherfuckers.
What fucked up happened to you as a child that like has actually been kind of present as you're a comedian now? If you think about it, there's some things that...
Oh, no. I mean, like, I think I'm pretty aware of, like, stuff that I'm like, that adversely affected me. I mean, the main thing I kind of go to is, like, not really being super cool with my pops.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just I think that's a level of, like, you know, fear of rejection and shit and, you know, trying to... please people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even, you know, like, please people, like, going out of my way, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I think that I feel like, honestly, a lot of the reasons I want to do comedy is, like, for, they're not, like, negative, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not nothing like, you know, like, I just remember being a kid and, like, we would go visit family and shit. And you know, so everybody would sit and they would tell funny stories. And I laughed so hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I would cry, crying, laughing. And so that feeling felt so good. And it's something, like, I wanted to be able to wield it. You know what I mean? Now, granted, you know, I got the thing where it's like, you know, feel like... You know, my pops ain't rocking with me like that. And, you know, make you feel like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm your kid, bro. And I was doing, like, well. Like, I wasn't I was doing good in school and shit. And, you know, winning spelling bees and stuff. And it's like, bro, like.
It's so fucked up, dude. Like, I have, like, I've gone over it, like, in my first episode. But, like, there was this point in time where I'm in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And I did well. To where I passed, but I didn't do well enough to where there was like, oh, maybe we should bring you to the next grade, or we should probably hold you back.
Gotcha.
And I
what grade was this?
This is me going into the seventh grade.
Okay.
That's, yeah. And like, you know, I built a bond with my friends and everything.
Yeah.
The whole so.
Nah, that shit can be crushing.
Nigga, the next day, they decided that they was gonna hold me back.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I had to repeat the grade.
Oh, damn.
Nigga, and this is the first
time. That's heavy. So you had to repeat a grade?
Yeah, and then the thing was, we had to all line up, all grades. It was a small school. Uh-huh. So, nigga. I'm lining up back in the fucking sixth grade again,
uh-huh.
and all my friends over in the seventh grade. Nigga.
It's not funny.
It's hilarious, my nigga.
It's just that level of, like, I remember being a kid and not like, nigga, I ain't getting held back at all. And then, because I was one of these kids where it's like, the niggas that usually got held back was the niggas that was teasing me. So even if I wasn't talking no shit, but I had no pity for a motherfucker to get held back.
Oh my God. So it felt.
It's actually kind of fucked up because I got a cousin that got held back. But let's not, I don't even need to get into
dude,
that.
The feeling that you get as a child of the humiliation of your friends being like, Hey, Kyle. Quit playing, man. Come on.
Oh, man.
You thinking that, hey, bitch, you joking. You fun. Wow. You always kidding around, man. You taking it far this time. Get in line. Uh-huh. And I'm like, nah.
I'm over here.
Nah, I'm over here again this year. They like, seriously? And then you see the faces drop, and then you see progression of age. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm with a younger crowd now, being older than the older crowd that I was with.
Yeah.
So now I see them progress and do more difficult things as I'm still stuck doing the same shit. Like, mm-hmm. I already know this, and no, this was not my decision. I wanted to go and just struggle through it. I would have done okay.
Yeah, yeah. But y'all just got me doing the same shit.
Yeah, and I'm
and
like,
that's not gonna help you.
Is this?
I mean, I just learned this because the thing is, school is like, you know, especially then it didn't change that much from year to year. So, what motherfuckers like whatever my cousin learned the couple years ahead of me. 4 years later, I learned that same shit. Yeah. The books didn't change. It was the same fucking books. I will say this was one of them. I feel like this was like a pivotal point in my life as a young kid. I was put in a third, fourth grade split. And so I was in the third grade and I was started in one class. My teacher was Miss Dixon. She was like mad strict.
Mason Dixon.
And the thing about it was like, it was the third grade. So, at that point, I had gotten all A's, like, every... And the thing, like, I got all A's first, second grade. And so, third grade was, like, the first year where I, like, really got, like, a B or some shit. Like, I got multiple B's. Like, she gave me, like, two B's. And the thing was, is, like, she was strict, so she had us do a lot of the assignments. And I wasn't good about, like, I wasn't good about doing, like, homework and shit. I could do well on the test, but I wasn't good about doing a little, or even turning them in. Like, I didn't, and so, you know, so it got to that point where at the end of the first quarter, I got that, and then we went back, that first day, like, second quarter, they, like, pulled me and my buddy Justin out of class, and they told us they was going to put us in this other class. I don't even remember the... In hindsight, I'm like, bro, how the fuck did this happen? Because the thing was, it's like, this shit wasn't, it was a weird experiment, and I don't know if it worked, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, bro, like, y'all took me out of my class that I was already in, I got used to this lady, and if I would have stayed in that class, I probably would have been a completely different Kamari. Because it's like, she was so strict, and that would have made me like raise up like to the bar, and it was one of the people in the class was a one of my rivals, Stephanie Nguyen. She was the other person that was getting like all A's, and we did not like each other.
You be those? Oh, you definitely.
No, I remember. I remember too much stuff. It's why I'm plagued daily. Like, I be waking up, and I be thinking about shit from the fifth grade. I'm like, fuck, man. I could have worried about that completely different. It's like, why am I thinking about this? Like, that's so far. These people don't even remember me.
No. Shit, they will now.
But, so me and Steph, but so Stephanie, she was like, she was knocking out the, so I like, if I'd have been in there, I felt like it would have forced me to like, whereas when I went to this third and fourth grade split, I'm like, all right, I'm in here with these fourth graders and the fourth grade, like, not all the fourth graders was like, dumb, but some of them was dumb. Like, not because it was a couple in there that I'm like, bro, why is y'all in here? Like, they just got caught up. They just got, because they just had to throw people in here. Like, we had a couple of fourth graders, and maybe, again, I don't know, but it's like, why do you put kids in a third or fourth grade split? Like, what was the purpose of that? It wasn't like it was a whole bunch of other third, like, they didn't do a fifth, sixth grade split. Yeah. They just did this with this one class. And it's like, what the fuck? And so they put me and him out of our class into this class. And so all the other third graders in there, it wasn't like the smartest fucking third graders. It was just the third graders that was already in that class. The thing is, I don't think they had enough teachers. And so they had to put these fourth graders, they had it. And they was like, I think they pulled two that was like, these motherfuckers is stable. They can handle this fuck shit. And so that's when, and I mean, it was an interesting year, but like, it was one of those ones where I was like, bro, this shit is, this is different. This is like way different. And then from there, I went to the fourth grade, and then my teacher, my main teacher, she got sick. And then we had a substitute, and Miss Wright was really good. I liked her. She could hoop. She could hoop, bro. Like, for real. Like, I saw her hoop in a skirt. Like, for real. And niggas from Carlson Elementary that was in Mrs. Eli's class.
Nigga, that's some shit you remember. So, Jesus Christ.
Mrs. Wright could hoop. Because they would do the, we had a, like, thing where they had the teachers. You see the teachers play basketball or some shit. And so, and then I went to charter schools in the fifth grade, and that shit was a different thing. So, yeah, man, I'm a cat that's like, I guess it depends on how, like, conscious you are of the things that did happen to you. I like to think that I'm like, been pretty, like, keen on what's been going on just in my life. Not saying I know, like, everything. Which,
the shit that you prefer to know what's going on.
Yeah, well, when I was, like, a kid, like, I was, like, I need to know what the... Like, I wasn't just, like, no kid that was, like, all right, Kamar... Like, I was out here, I was, like, trying to figure out what the fuck was going on my own. Yeah. Like, I would wander off and shit. I'm like, all right, I gotta venture out into this world, man.
What keeps you wanting to do this? What keeps you wanting to be a comedian? What motivates you to fucking keep it up and... keep at it?
I don't know, man. I feel like I say it's when the times where it's like it could be the most fun, you know what I mean? Like the most fun a person like myself can have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
last night was pretty fun.
Yeah, for certain. And that's what I really like. Like it's a lot of stuff, you know, I like getting on stage. I like trying to, I like trying to make people laugh for certain. And that's something that just, like, I don't think, you know, now that I've worked out that muscle, it's like, I like doing that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's definitely a means of expression for myself to try to kind of, like, you know, document my thoughts and stuff and, like, leave something, you know, behind some record.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean? A public record of, like, my time here to a certain extent. And so that's what keep me. And then, community, you know, meeting people like you, John Rowe. And, even outside of Young Funny, you know, like my roommates, Laura and David, a lot of people, that's that to build that and, you know, have it happen fairly organic, you know what I'm saying? See the benefits of that, like when you forge it, like not know, you know, you got all these different types of, I mean, for lack of a better term, these groups, fraternities or whatever, sororities. I'm not talking about like the actual, but like, you know, you got the Fraternal Order of Police or whatever. Mm-hmm. And these groups were like, you know, people was like, you know, it's they supposed to have this camaraderie, but it ain't outside of, you know, the label. It ain't no real camaraderie, you know what I'm saying? Whereas I feel like a lot of the connections and bonds I done made in comedy is some of the most real, you know, realest bonds I done made, period.
Most all of my friends are just comedians.
Now, I'll say that now, like, I didn't, you know, especially being out here and interacting with all the different art scenes, like, I feel like I'm close to, like, just artists, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. People who like to create and be creators and stuff like that. Like, you know, I feel
it's
like,
weird to see a non-creator.
Well, see, all right. Like, for me, though, it's just a level of, like, everybody, I believe everybody has the capacity. It's just that you got to make that. And it's unfortunate because so many people are stuck in that grind of life.
Yeah.
That they can't, like, take time for themselves and be like, what the fuck do I like to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I be trying to tell my sisters, man, like, because they're, like, in Dayton, Ohio, and it's a lot of people in that situation where they're like just, you know, working and do that's it. And working, you know what I mean? And it's like it's not bad to have like a job and stuff, but you know, to have a job and no passion. And I feel like, you know, it's so much dysfunction that happens in your life because you're not getting that stuff out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to, I think everybody has the capacity to be a creator and that it needs to be forged in people. And to know the value of it just on a existence level. You know what I mean? Like once I figured out that I could express, cause like I went so much throughout my life not feeling like heard or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And even like to the weird point where it's like a lot of times where I thought, I know a lot of people would always say like I was loud. Like I've heard that from throughout my life.
He's still pretty loud.
But the reality is like I always felt like people wasn't really hearing what I thought I was mumbling. Yeah. Like for real. It's like it sounds crazy, but it's just I've had so many. It's like, am I fucking mumbling? Like I'm saying it no clearer than I can say shit. And then people just look at me and I'm like, bruh, like it'd be so frustrating. And so I've found my people to a certain extent. And you know, the more you perform, it's not, I feel like what I'm trying to do, like I ain't trying to do nothing that's like, I don't want to be pretentious about it, but like the stuff I'm saying is like, I'm trying to show vulnerability to a certain extent. Like I'm trying to be funny, but I want to be vulnerable. So I can like, I feel like that's required to like connect with people. And I mean, that's what I'm seeking. And I ain't trying to like make grander the connection between the audience, but it's the reality. Like when you performing up there, that's a relationship. It might be a relationship that lasts just that night, but that's a relationship. You know what I mean? You know, people bonds you didn't form with people that you just met them that one night and they saw you perform, and now 2-3 years down the line, like you can go out and have a beer with that person or y'all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I got people like that. Even if it could be a fellow creative, you know what I'm saying? But like that shit, like it's real and it can be energizing. It can also be extremely draining. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a thing I think I'm like real conscious of. We've been smoking a lot of weed, so that's why I'm like talking with the about ramble. This. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty high.
Yeah. So to me, it's just like I'm always trying to put enough on the table, and like if you really gonna enjoy what I'm doing, it requires something from you. Mm. And them is the people I'm trying to like seek out, you know what I mean? And then it don't necessarily have to be like, all right, where are my friends? But just that level of like, I like to just
got their, everybody's got their crown.
I like to like recognize, like, okay, I see you, what you're doing. It's nice to know that you are into the things that I'm doing. You know what I mean? And it's a person like you is out there, you know. And that makes me feel a little bit more comfortable in the world. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's what it is, man. And I mean, like, it can get exhausting.
Me being down here is me having to take a break from the bullshit.
Yeah.
Because this dream chasing, nigga, it feels like I'm doing it on foot, bitch. I am tired.
The thing is, and that's like, why, like, God, for damn. Me, I never want to over glamorize it, and I always want to just be like, the main reason you got to be in this shit is for yourself. Primarily.
Yeah.
It can't be for a prize. It can't be for a spot. Like, you gotta be in it for yourself. You gotta be in it. That, like, because if you don't have
that. It might sound selfish, but it's not.
I mean, it's your thing. It's not. Yeah. It ain't nobody else's thing. Nobody else is writing the shit for you. Nobody else is coming up. Nobody else is living your life. You know what I mean? And the thing is, like, art is supposed to be a reflection of self. Now, granted, that don't mean your comedy gotta be. Your comedy ain't gotta be so super duper self involved, but like you gotta be in this because you about it, you know. And that's the thing that I think. And you know, it's nice to have been in it long enough to see, like, even when it's because we've been talking about it since you've been here pretty much, like. I know you've been dealing with struggles or whatnot, but it's like,
oh, yes.
I have too, personally. I was talking to you about like certain roadblocks and hurdles that I felt, but then it's like, you know, you get I didn't got like a little, what I would consider a nice little dub, you know, on the board. And it's like, and you realize the spectrum of which, cause it's like, No, this ain't no dub that's like the most flashy dub, but it's definitely a dub. You know what I mean? And it's nice to know that like that came from all this work and stuff. And then even beyond that, just like the network of people that I know. So like even to be able to want to do certain things and know that like I can hit up Laura and try to get a poster done, or I know I can hit up my dude Bradley about some music shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like the only way I built out that network is by expressing myself.
I feel as if I've hit a lull now that I'm out there, because I don't feel as if anything is coming of it besides me doing more poetry and having just a steel vault of poems up here.
But see, I feel like you focusing too much on the comedy aspect of it and not the life aspect of it, because I feel like for your life, I mean, you have your outlook. I ain't saying you turn shit into gold. Like, nah, you can't do that. If you smell the shit, nigga. It's still but, shit. Like, understand, like, oh, okay, like, this ain't necessarily what I thought it was. But do I still like the thing that I'm doing? Or do I like the things that I'm doing and blah, blah, blah? And it's like, all right, how can I do this more in a way I'm in a spot where I want to be, and I'm doing as much as I want to be doing. You know what I mean? And the thing is like, to me, bro, like, L.A. is just one spot, bro. It's one spot of the many spots out here. You know what I mean? And you know, the reality is the country is big, and it's a lot of motherfuckers not in L.A. eating. Right. You know what I'm saying? And they're doing the job. I can name a good amount of them. And they make trips out there. I'm not, but it's like they operate. And I mean, my thing with this before, this is something that gives me like a certain level of perspective. Like when I was like 19, 20, I was super duper on the rap blog sites. I was just like super, I was keyed in. I mean, this is before me doing comedy. And I think I was trying to be like a journalist. That's something else that's like really informed like what I do, I think. Not like that I'm using like journalistic standards for my comedy. I'm definitely not. But it was that thing of like, you know, I had to interview people and stuff. So that was shit that kind of helped me get out of my shell. And, you know, I had to talk to strangers, had to like engage and ask them questions. And it made me, you know, more inquisitive. And, you know, you meet different people, you find out different perspectives on stuff. And I feel like, you know, that give you more weight to your, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like from what I've learned from being in New Orleans, like the comedy opportunities have been really great, man. Like I'm, you know, I'm saying this as a person that's not really religious. I'm fucking blessed, bro. Like I done did shit I dreamt of doing, bro. Like, for real. I'm telling you because you're my friend. Like, I'm not trying to tell everybody else. But, like, you know, bro, like, to be able to perform at the Sanger and there's so many people and they laughing at my jokes that I've been... We've been in the backyard by a fucking train track. Where the train rolls by as niggas is performing.
Getting it in. And we finally got them to shut the fuck up as they come through.
And taking that to there, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then having people really rock with it, you know what I'm saying? And feeling it and being like, wow, bro, like this was what I dreamt of, you know what I mean? And like, I also have enough perspective, like, you know, I know a lot of people who ain't in that position, you know what I'm saying, to follow their dream like they want to and this, that, and the third. So it's like, to a certain extent, man, like, I'm living more than just the dream for me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to live it for some, you know what I mean? Like, for my mama, you know? And even also trying to show, like, my sisters, like, hey, like, you can do it. You can do it. You can, you know, you gotta work hard. You gotta, you know, navigate. But, like, you can do it. And especially, like, I'm trying to tell you, I'm like, even if, like, obviously... I know something. Like, I ain't I ain't crazy. I didn't got into some rooms.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm telling you, like, hey, you talented, get your mind right, you be good, you know how to talk to people, you know how to, you're personable, you're likable, bop, bop, bop. You know what I mean? Like, listen to me. Like, I ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, Because it means something to go somewhere else and, like, stake out on your own. And it could be on whatever. Like, you got to look at it like this. And, I mean, not to be super morbid, but, like, our guy went out there and he passed away, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, you done been out there. You done managed to fucking live for 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how crazy it is.
From the bottom.
You know? And you done took your lumps, but, you know, I'm of the mind that, like, bro, like, you learn more from the failures than you do from the wins anyway. And it's like that you always got to be playing the game. So it's like, fuck, bro. Like, as long as you're able to play the game, you always can win.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. You know, it's when you stop playing the game is when you hang the shoes up and shit.
I'm going to start making more maneuvers. More maneuvers need to be
but
made.
But, I mean, I feel like even, like, the little maneuvers. Stuff, like, you know, you being able to do the Comedy Central short thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that level of it and, you know, the stuff. Like, it's, I know it's a slot. Some of you got to look at it. It's like you went from a smaller pool to, like, the biggest fucking pool. Yeah. And there's more people jumping in every goddamn day. It's
terrible, people. People you can't swim, man. Son. They
it's a lot swim. Of people drowning.
This yes.
So, like, some of it is, like, just taking the time to get afloat. And yeah. be like, all right, let me get my little spot.
Everybody's like, yeah, just stick it out. You know what I mean? I'm going to stick it out, but it's just like, well, Jesus.
And bruh, like, nigga, like, all I care about is... And not even that you got to do it, but I know that you talented, and I know that, like, you going to make some shit pop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain of that. You know what I mean? Like, I am certain of it. Mm. So, whether it's there or whether it's wherever, I'm certain of that, you know? And that's why, that's the, like, for me, it's like, I like being here, and I feel like, you know, where I'm at is so important to, like, my mood and my joint, you know what I mean? And this is, like, the first place, like, you know, I lived in Ohio my whole life, so this is, like, first place I done been where it's different than where I'm from in a lot of ways. And I had to learn shit, to learn how to, you know, I had to learn a new city, I had to learn how to live, you know, and then I had to learn people, and then, you know, it's always, I mean, like, it's a lot of very specific kind of motherfuckers down here, man. Ooh, like, yeah. you ain't got, like, large swaths, you know. I've been places where, like, legitimately the whole town is the same person down there, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so I kind of have it where within the fucking the block, you got, like, goddamn, man, this one person had 8 fucking personalities. Shit, man, you know what I mean? Like, so,
they got some personalities out here, boy.
So, like, you know, damn. To be able to do that, and it's informed me performing. It's, I know it. I know it has, because it's just, like, what I'm seeing and everything is just like, oh, okay. Well, it's very, you know, impressionable.
You definitely can tell the difference of material when it comes to somebody from here compared to comics that are from LA doing comedy that out there. Like, the progression of a comic down here, just because we're more of a family type of community instead of, like, oh, alright, I gotta go, I gotta get something else done, like, I can't stick around and chat. Yeah. Like, it is so
different.
And I mean,
like, you know, for me, it's like, I'm trying to, and I this is the part where I think we gotta understand, like, if we are trying to turn this into, like, something that we can profit off of, it is a certain angle that we gotta adapt to. Now, but at the bare minimum, I, like, when it gets to the point where it's just too much business, then that's not fun for me. You know what I mean? So it's like, I know to stay in it, it's gotta have, like, it's still gotta kind of have those stars to it. You know what I mean? Like the bright lights to it that it kind of had when I first started. You know what I mean? It gotta be, like, where it's, like, exciting. You know, it can't be so business like where it's like, all right, I gotta get in these, or I don't know how it is there. So I can't really speak to it.
It doesn't seem as fun to me
yeah.
when you see everybody all try to be like real businessy and shit, like, oh yeah, I gotta have this done by this, and I gotta do this for this, and then we gotta go here and take these pictures, and it's like, this shit again.
But see, like, even with that, I'm like, you know,
it seems a bit overboard what they're doing.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying, like, you know, just like you made your group here, and I don't, you know, I just feel like you gotta focus on doing your thing, and then it might take longer for your people to find you out there. And it might not be like us back here,
I bop around on my lonesome out there a lot, which is, I like it that way, because not many people kind of fit my caliber, sort of. I mean, I found a few people that I can rock with, but everybody else is just not. Like, you know, I read motherfuckers fast. Yeah. So if you don't pass the test on first rip, I'm like, this is probably the only time we're gonna hang out or talk or anything like that is when I see you here.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm go by my lonesome.
Well, and I mean the thing is, you know, you ain't for lack of a motherfucker, it's a lot of people out there.
It's a lot of motherfuckers out there.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you know, I you got us at the bare minimum. And you know you got people in your corner, but I imagine like you bound to trip and stumble over at least one motherfucker, a ride or die.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is like I'm saying this and I might be naive, but like I came here, I had no clue. You know what I mean? I had no clue of what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now, you know, I can speak of, you know, lifelong bonds I expect to have with some people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, and I mean, it was quick, but that don't mean it was easy neither, you know what I'm saying? Because like even like the fucking that first year for me, it's like, you know, I was getting close to y'all, but like even like me and John, I loved him, but he also like I hated him.
Oh yeah, that you know was what that. And that so was that relationship.
And so it's like it was times where I'm like, bro, like I'm gonna have to stop fucking with you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And realistically, mulling this shit over in my head. But then it would be enough where it was like, man, I really love you, and I really love this thing. And so you know, I would back off the edge. But even up until damn near he moved, it was that. But I mean, since then, it's like. I've like, you know, you had that shit and it's like monumental, and then you kind of realize these bonds, and then I think I've matured too, where I'm like, I'm able to have relationships with people, and it's like I can have it on the terms that I need for it to be on, because that's some of it too, is like, you know, you could certain people you could be connected to, and it's like we can't be wholly connected. But I can rock with you in this way. You know what I'm saying? And it, I mean, I just think that takes a certain level. Because the thing is like, I know I could be like dismissive of people as a mechanism of keeping people away from me. I mean, that's something I know I've done personally.
Mechanism. I just want this person to stay away.
So, but I mean,
are my tactics.
I'm not even talking about like
to keep you at bay.
You know, very specific. But it's like I'm saying, like it's women I met, and like I'm like, man, I really dig you. But then it's that thing of like, you know, especially since John passed, where I'm like, oh man, I'm like afraid of making real attachments like that a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just because it hurts when that shit ain't the same.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so I know that I do that with motherfuckers. I'm like, I would really like you. I'd like you a lot. You know what I mean? So I definitely do it to a motherfucker I don't have any kind of care for. You know what I mean? So I'm aware of that. And so I try to be like, all right. Now, if it gets to a point where it's like, you know, I have my own opinions, but I'm not too arrogant to not think that I could be wrong. So I just try to keep an eye on like the people around me. I'm like, how's everybody else responding to this? And it's like, all right, and not just anybody, but
I'm always assessing the situation.
And so then
wherever I go
from that, and it's like, okay, it's like, all right. I think I'm on the right side of that, you know what I mean? But Yeah, man.
Everybody's taking their own journey. Your journey started a while ago, you know. So, but yeah, that one, this here, I guess I don't know. I expected it to happen quicker. I mean, things did happen fast, but
I mean, to me, it's like, you know, like I will say, to me, it's like. You only been there 6 months.
Yeah.
Like this I don't know about you, but these last months have went by quick. Like,
very fast.
They just kind of flown by.
Yeah, a year's about to come.
You know, and I mean, like, I had some flares when I first got down here, but I don't really feel like I really kind of got my foothold till like, shit, year three
for everything,
you know what I'm saying?
Everything works. Yeah. Three.
Well, and the thing is like, you kind of got it where like that first year was just kind of getting my foot in, and then the second year is like, oh, people, you know, you kind of familiarize with motherfuckers,
you gotta give it
and
3 years.
Then like after year two, it's like you didn't familiarize, and now motherfuckers can actually, you find out who you really fuck with, and the motherfuckers can help you out.
Yeah.
And then them people ideally have also been doing their own shit, and he like, oh shit, nigga, look what you're doing, you know what I mean? So and I mean, like, again, I feel like real, real thankful for shit like that, you know what I mean? Because it's like you know, people like, I'll shout out my boy Bradley, man, Bradley, or like Kate Mason. Like last year, I went to the New Orleans Film Festival for free.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see these are like kind of artsy films, but I really enjoyed them. Roma, that's on Netflix. I saw that before it came out, and then I saw If Bill Street Could Talk by Barry Jenkins, and that shit is a fucking masterpiece. I don't think it won any. Well, Regina King won the Oscar. She deserved the Oscar. I watched that movie. I'm like, she got a fucking Oscar for this shit, because it's legitimately incredible. But like, that's year three. That's year three, and then I go to the New Orleans Film Festival. After I opened at the Sanger, and then to go to the after party, and then get my homies in the after party, right, just off the strength, because like I only really had to pass for myself, but I'm like, oh, they with me, boom, boom. And at the point, they was disorganized, so they was like, all right, whatever, come on in. And we in that motherfucker, and I'm like, bro, we in here. And then I'm seeing motherfuckers, it's like, oh, we was at the film festival, like, we saw you at the Sanger. I'm like, oh, shit, nigga, like. Shit was beautiful, man. Bro. I really had like, I mean, I'm not this, you know, I'm just saying like, I know that, like, I look at it like, and this is the benefit and the beauty of community. It's like, I shine, you shine, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, even if it ain't so much that you get to shine off of what I do, but it's important for me to use my shine to help shine on other people.
That's what I'm trying.
You know what I mean?
So like, this is this whole goal. This whole goal is just to, Once everybody gets to go ahead and present their art, it's like,
Some of the thing you gotta trust in, and this is just something I've seen happen, is like, you gotta trust that, like, it's gonna be people speaking your name, speaking for you when you're not there.
Yeah.
Your name is working out. That's what you gotta trust, because that's the only.
That's how I got on those fucking shows.
That's the way. Whenever I see any kind of pattern between niggas breaking, it's from shit like
son,
that.
You want to hear? All right, funny story. Ever since I've done this shit posting, that's the. When I sit down and I ate the burgers
and y'all went and ate all the food.
Yeah, if y'all want to see it, check it out on Facebook. Or on Instagram. It's on Instagram too. But, nigga, I met them because I went to Justin's show.
Who?
Justin Lane.
Okay, gotcha.
Justin had a show.
Yeah.
I went to Justin Lane's show. And then after Justin Lane's show, Justin was like, hey, man, they got this this show called Shitpost after that. And, you know, you probably should check it out. It's pretty cool. It's a little web series show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people doing shit like that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I'll go check it out. Fucking, you know me. I'm blazing as well.
Mm-hmm.
After I smoke, I meet some of the people in the back. And they seem pretty cool, you know, but I'm to myself smoking, you know. I'm the weird little black guy. It's like, who the fuck, how you get back here?
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about me, you know.
Yeah.
I do what I do.
Yeah.
So, fucking show starts, nigga. I go in there and I sit down. And they bring me, they have this little, they do these little, these little segments and shit. And they're pretty funny. Pretty fucking funny. Just Blackverse, shout out to Justin Lane in Blackverse. Nigga, that shit is hilarious.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking funny as fuck. You know, it was a good time to go ahead and do stand. It was, I thank him for letting me be on that show.
Yeah.
But the shit post, very creative. And, you know, basically they just talk about shit about the internet and all that. And they had this segment where they was like, hey, we're going to have people come up and then do some shit. And we're going to take them in the back and get them high. And then we're going to have them do some more shit. And it was like, oh, so, and, you know, they panned through the crowd. And was like, who wants to do it? And I was like, you know, I raised my hand.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I'm the only black person in there. And, you know, I probably had a high bun at the time. You know, I stood out.
Yeah,
so then it was like, hey, man, you want to do it? I was like, yeah, sure. I get there. I'm already high. Mm-hmm. So, nigga, one of the things we had to judge some shit on the board. And I judged it. And I don't know why the other guy, like, he tried to answer truthfully about shit. I'm like, dude, this is supposed to be silly time.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, why would you not?
This is the other person they brought up.
Yeah, there was two people because it was supposed to be a little competition.
But, I mean, obviously, you also familiar with being on stage. You know how some people
But
don't.
He understood. He's been there before.
Okay, gotcha.
You understand what the fuck we're going to be doing up here. Like, why would you not be silly as well? He comes with some fucking generic-ass answer, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so every time I keep winning, and then they take us to the back. We go smoke some more. I'm like, oh, some other weed. That's not mine. I love it.
Yeah.
And then we come back in, and we answer some more shit. They give us questions, and nigga, I just boom, 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 go in. The motherfucker, he just like, he stumbles. It's like, oh, all right, whatever. And towards the end, nigga, I do a backflip on the stage.
Gotcha.
Boom. Yeah, just because I was feeling great.
Yeah, that's good.
And nigga, from there, motherfucker, the chick that she runs part of the show, she works with fucking Jeff Buck, his roommate Cam. I don't know if you ever met Cam or not.
Yeah.
Cam works for as a PA, a personal assistant and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She knows Cam. And there was like, for the Short Kings, this is how this came about. Motherfucker, for the Short Kings, nigga, they was like, hey, they need somebody. And so the chick that works for Shit Post talked to Cam and was like, hey, Cam, do you know somebody that's short that can go ahead and do a fucking, you know? And Cam was like, yeah, I know the perfect person. His name's Kyle. And she was like, hey, I know somebody named Kyle. And she was like, oh, how do you know him? He's like, he does comedy. And she was like, oh, he did a backflip on my stage. And then from there, nigga, I get to this little place. Nigga, everybody that I run into was like, hey, nigga, did you do a backflip on the stage somewhere? I was like, yeah, yeah, that was me. I was like, oh, my God, I seen you. My partner told me about that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I run into more people. And it was like, you know, that guy that did a backflip on the stage. It was like, yeah. And then from there, nigga, I go to, like, some other party. Nigga, totally different people.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers like, hey, man, I heard you do a backflip on stage and shit. Nigga. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? I don't know. I have no idea. I just wind up coming out and going to places.
Yeah.
And nigga, this shit happens. And from then on, nigga, just the trickle down effect. And it's like, alright. I mean, people notice and people see difference out there.
Yeah.
Because everything else has been the same for so long, and then nigga, my eccentric ass comes out there, and it's like, what are you, nigga? Yeah.
And even, like, I kind of go back to when I first, that's a good story. and I feel like that's when you got, like, the thing is, you gotta, even in the midst of, like, the turmoil, that's why memories are so important. Go back to them, like, them championship moments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go through the highlight reel. Because it's like, you got it. And this you earned it. You worth it, and be like, oh. And I mean, granted, it could work twofold. It could work in being like, all right, this is why I'm doing it. Or it also work in being like, all right, if you kind of got to that point where it's like, all right, it's not worth it no more. You know what I mean? But at least like go back and be like, this is the reason why. You know what I mean? And shit like that, that's like fucking cool, bro. Yeah, and that's like, that's not you trying to actively work to make yourself seen. No. You were just solved because you did. You know what I mean? And weird. So like, and I think that thing is like, you know, it's a, we do have to find a balance in like coordinating. Like, we want shit to be seen. So the shit that we want to be seen, we got to make it available to motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. But we also got to understand, like, you know what I mean? It's value. And just, you know, having, you know, having folks discover. And maybe not even that sense of like, because, you know, it's nice to have people be like, to put it together and be like, wait a minute, you, I've seen you like a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not you being like shoving a card in their face every time you saw them. Be like, hey, I'm Kyle Smith. Remember me, motherfucker. It's like, oh, and then, you know, I always go back to the fucking, it's a Big Chris song. Forever in the day, he's like, I ain't tripping off of mainstream because love from the underground, that's forever. And so, like, I mean, you know, however you want to depict the mainstream or the underground, whatever. But I always look at that as like the stuff I'm, the work I'm doing now on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know, we got people working with us, but the work I'm doing with no like major push from nobody, and the, it's people rocking with it.
Jokes.
You know, like, that's, you know, the people rocking with me now when I ain't got no, like, I'm not being sold to nobody. Like, that shit is what I'm trying to build. Because that is...
It's wild. The compassion that motherfuckers have just because they're like, oh, they see something in you. Nigga, I didn't expect any type of help. Like the help that a nigga has been getting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, y'all... All right, so you have a positive out. You have a positive look on what I'm doing right now, even though this is for me that I'm doing this for. Like, you still want to help. Like, you are not gonna be able to benefit from this at any point in time, but you still giving a nigga assistance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, like, you gotta, you know, people, like, you, people are. I don't think everybody's like out for themselves mostly, and I feel like the people that are like that, they just scared. You know what I mean? Yeah. They, you know, I just, and it can manifest in some terrible ways, but they just scared. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think people like being a part of, you know, I like hanging out with a cat like John Reynolds and just him and talking to him about different shit. And I'll be like throwing stuff at him, and I'll be saying, I'll be sounding lightweight, hopeless. I'm like, man, I don't know. And he like, man, well, you should just talk to this, and it'd be a person I don't even know. He's like, well, you know, this person might, you know, they might, you might be able to, and I'm like, bro, like, I just, you know, it's, and that's a cat where it's like, he kind of just, he can give you perspective sometimes.
That's,
just on,
that's really cool.
On that level of like, sometimes we be so in our own bubble about shit that we really can't see like the whole picture that way, because we just focused on this little dust, the dirt on the picture, and not see like, oh, well, you know, let me zoom out a little bit, and you know, just that look at the things around you that you kind of, that you didn't have at one point, you knew you didn't have, and now it's like, oh, okay, I got this. You know, so it always come to, like, you know, it come down to like, you know, shaping your perspective on stuff. But yeah, man, like, this shit, we get to do some fun shit, you know?
This is fun.
And we,
this,
you know what I'm saying, like...
This is what keeps a nigga going. You know what I'm saying? Once it gets rolling, it gets rolling. Like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, all right, bitch, I'm out here. Like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Like, since I'm here, like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing, like, once I get out? Like, am I like, do I want to hit the road? Like, or do I just want to get into shit, I'm guessing. I'm assuming at this point in time, I just want to get into shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like I want to run my own show out there. I wouldn't even know where.
Yeah.
Or I don't have no pocket or community.
Yeah.
I mean, I do in certain places, but I don't have to go far to do this. And, you know, where I'm at, it's not the place.
Right.
So it's just like, it's like a whole lot of thinking. And I'm tired. I'm tired of thinking. Yeah, I probably should just fucking hit the road.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, you could, and I mean, like, the one thing, like, I know you like doing this performing, So the easiest way for you to be able to perform like that, and I mean, it's gonna require some equity from you. You know what I mean? It's not gonna be just like, hey, Kyle, we ready for you to come to Atlanta, but you gotta, you know, ring the alarm and be like, hey, who I need to talk to so I can do some shows in Atlanta? Who I need to talk to so I can do some shows this, that, and the third? You know what I mean? And go out there and, like, you know, I feel like them people that you like, this, you gonna find, like, your kinship in these other people in these other scenes, you know what I'm saying? Because they doing the same stuff we was doing here. You know what I mean? Cats in Memphis is doing the same shit we doing here, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they good people, you know. So, you know. And we in different seasons of this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta also acknowledge, like, you know, you've elevated, so it's gonna take some time to adjust to your position.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it take time. You know, when you was brand new, your expectations was way different. I mean, I can't speak for you, but I know initially it's just like, and I mean, every comic go through this, like, let me get this 5 minutes. Like,
this is a different stage. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That versus, like, trying to really navigate. Stage, like, we up here talking about, like, so should I have, like, a minimum for how much? Like, you got to pay me? Like, you know, shit like that. You know what I mean? Which is, like, it sounds crazy, but we didn't get paid enough.
Yeah.
And you expected to try to get paid to the point where it's like, you got to throw out a number.
You're going to have to throw out a number.
You know what I mean?
And
it's in your best interest to, you know, but it is a learning, a learning experience.
We can probably end it now. We're done well.
I'm going to roll myself one of the people.
Oh, yes, sir, please.
What about you, Ross? You want to indulge
your
horse?
Well, this has been a grand time.
Yeah, we had a nice conversation.
And,
I think this is good.
Man, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man.
For,
I love you, man.
Coming on. Love you too, dude.
Yeah, man.
We're going to go hit these stages tonight.
No, we're just doing a podcast.
You good. We didn't alert.
Yeah,
we're sorry. Everything's good. This has been Tell Me a Joke.
Tell Me
Fuck
a Joke.
Yeah.
Young Funny.
Young Funny Edition.
Long live Nigga Daddy.
Long live him. We're going to have you on this as well, Dave.
That's good. I'll be around for it. I got to tell y'all.
Okay, good. Good. We can probably. We're going to do another one. But we'll have it for all of us. I like this table.